give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله حديث and brothers and viewers of Madani Channel الحمد لله عز وجل we are at this moment in time in a place known as Haris Madis and brothers and viewers which is situated in northern Pakistan. Before we do move on, let's listen to one of the many virtues and blessings in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, says that individual who recites durood, salutations, peace and blessings upon me, upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, 1,000 times a day, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, then Rasulullah says that he shall not leave this world, he shall not die, he shall not leave this world for the eternal abode until he has seen his own place in Jannah. Yes, my dear brothers and viewers, imagine that. Just take a look at this place, the beautiful river, my dear brothers and viewers, the beautiful trees around us. Allahu Akbar, we think to ourselves, we are amazed that how beautiful this place is. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, even after having seen the beauty, the most beautiful aspects of this world, even after having seen these rivers, these beautiful rivers, these beautiful trees, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes Jannah and he says, "Fiha ma la aynun ra'at." Within Jannah are those things which no eyes have ever seen, and no ears have ever heard. "Wala khatara fi qalbi basharin," and no mind has ever crossed such things which cannot even cross a person's mind, which a person can never imagine never mind comprehend, never mind understand, never mind acknowledge. A person can never even understand, can never even imagine such magnificent brothers and viewers. This is one simple magnificent brothers and viewers blessing of reciting salawat, that in that place which no eye, which no mind can imagine, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, within that place, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Sharif, if you recite the Durood Sharif salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times a day, Allahu Akbar, then you shall not die, you shall not leave this world until you have seen your own place in Jannah. And listen, brothers, this should be encouragement enough for us to recite salawat and send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in abundance. Let's all recite the rule together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I am currently sitting on a rock, as you can see, in not the middle of the river, at the side of the river, my dear seven brothers and viewers on the channel. I could feel trickles of water touching my body. Extremely, extremely cold, my dear seven brothers and viewers. Now, today's topic is water itself. Water is odorless. It has no smell. It is colorless, my dear son, brothers and viewers. It possesses no color. It is transparent or translucent, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel. And at the same time, it is nearly tasteless also. Yes, water, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel, is what we shall be speaking about today. One of the many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something which is blessed in itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا, that we have sent down from the skies. Yes, from the skies. مَاءً مُبَارَكًا, blessed water, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel. This is such, it's quite unbelievable, beautiful at the same time, yet strange, where water, my dear seven brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, is that thing which constitutes lakes, rivers, waterfalls, seas, oceans, whatever it may be. But at the same time, it is a necessity of life. Nothing, my dear seven brothers and viewers on the channel, no living organism can live without water. Yes, although water itself possesses zero calories, subhanallah, it possesses zero calories, it possesses no nutrients, yet it is so important. How is this, my dear seven brothers and viewers of the channel? Stick with us, inshallah, and we shall learn more about this one beautiful blessing of water.
You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, الحمد لله.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are currently in northern Pakistan, a absolutely beautiful country, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. My dear brothers and viewers, I am sitting on a bridge, a wooden bridge, my dear brothers and viewers. Allahu Akbar, not a huge, brilliant infrastructure, no, but rather held by these and with wooden planks. And yes, you know, the bridge does shake, and yes, there are holes and gaps between the wooden planks, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel, but it is something for us to ponder over, and this is the reason for this, my dear brothers and viewers, in that, you know, the olden times, and I've actually seen, my dear brothers, how there are some bridges which Allahu Akbar, people just woven together some pieces of material and have made bridges, and a lot more difficult to cross even than this itself. Currently, we are on a bridge on top of a river. I don't know the name of this river, but subhanAllah, absolutely beautiful. What is a river, my dear brothers and viewers? It is said that a river is a huge amount of water, or a water course passing either towards a sea or towards a lake, and something, sometimes, my dear brothers, turning and ending up into nothing and dry views, my dear brothers and viewers of Inshallah. But here, the vista we have, mashallah, is absolutely beautiful. The topic for today is water. You know, where standing above a river or sitting above a river, this brings to mind the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. During the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know it was the time of Pharaoh. Pharaoh, everybody has heard of Pharaoh, extremely famous throughout the world. His body has also been preserved, and this is as a message and a warning for the rest of the people to come after. One of those warnings, my dear brothers and viewers. But during the time of Pharaoh, he had his huge kingdom. He was the king of Egypt. And this is what we call a Pharaoh. The individual who is the king of Egypt is known as a Pharaoh, my dear brothers and viewers. But this particular Pharaoh, he was famous for this term Pharaoh. When his reign was at its peak, my dear brothers and viewers, he had hundreds and thousands of individuals in his army. He was strong, he was considered mighty, and in fact this leads me to another thing, a blessing, my dear Islamic brothers, of being ill. The Islamic scriptures, you know, within Islam, the teaching from the ulama, the teachers, and they tell us that the reason Mazallah Pharaoh claimed to be God, and it said that the reason he claimed to be God is because throughout his entire life he did not even suffer from one migraine or a headache. Allahu Akbar. And it is due to this that he considered himself superior to all other beings and mightier than others, so much so that he claimed to be God, my dear brothers and viewers. And it said that when his reign reached its peak, he spoke to, you know, some sort of fortune teller, or it was some sort of dream that he had interpreted this. And somebody prophesied that they shall be born very soon an individual who shall cause the end of the reign of Pharaoh, my dear brothers and viewers. So upon hearing this, it has been stated that all of the Coptic children, that the Egyptian children, all those who were newly born within the last year or so, Pharaoh had each and every single one of them, ma'azallah, killed. All of them, Pharaoh was having them killed. He had his men sent out and having them destroyed and killed and martyred one by one, each child was being killed. by the people of Pharaoh, my dear brothers and viewers. And the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, upon hearing that Pharaoh is killing all the children, it said that she was ordered, she was inspired and ordered to place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a cot and to leave him in the river, my dear brothers and viewers. Now, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was placed in the river with true iman from the mother. Imagine how she would be feeling. And it said that that same river, my dear family brothers and viewers, passed to the courtyard of Pharaoh himself. Yes, this passed to the courtyard of Pharaoh himself. And when this clay came close to the courtyard of Pharaoh and his wife Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Asiya, upon seeing this baby, this child, she picked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam up. And Pharaoh, upon seeing the child, became afraid and scared. He was killing all the children. And Hazrat Asiya radiallahu anha, she said to him that, "It's only a baby, how can this baby harm you?" So then Pharaoh, because this is part of the story, my dear brothers and viewers, so then Pharaoh said, "We'll put this baby as a test." Subhanallah. First, he picked up the baby and this baby slapped Pharaoh, my dear brothers and viewers. You know, this gives us a little insight as to, even as a child, as a baby, how Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was. And then this made Pharaoh really fearful and scared. So then he put it to a test and he placed gold on one side and he placed the coal on the other side, my dear brothers and viewers. And upon doing this, he placed this in front of the child to test the child, which one would the child take. Generally, the coal, it looks a lot more glowy. For this reason, a child will take the coal, my dear brothers and viewers. But the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was placing his hands towards the coal. It said that the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and gripped his hand, and then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took the coal and placed it to his lips. For this reason, as the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a lisp, my dear brothers and viewers on the channel. But the topic truly today is water. Water is a true blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That story came to mind because, you know, we are by a river and this is a famous story of a river. Water is one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one that in itself it cannot be manufactured. Although we have all the raw material in the world, really. Over 70%, you know, some say 73-71% of the entire earth, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, is water. So there is no shortage in the raw material of water whatsoever. How much ever we wish, as much as we wish, the raw material is there. But yet, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, even though we are billions and trillions and trillions and trillions of tons of water, my dear seven brothers and viewers, we can never yet produce water. We can never yet manufacture water. We can never see water being made in a lab, nor can we ever produce it ourselves. Nor can, although science has progressed so much throughout the years, nobody is able to produce water. Another thing comes to mind, dihydrogen oxide. Have you ever heard of dihydrogen oxide? It has been said that dihydrogen oxide is the invisible killer. Dihydrogen oxide is the invisible killer. It is the cause of millions of deaths all around the world, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel. Yes, some people may be thinking, what is this? Dihydrogen oxide, the cause of millions, literally millions and millions of deaths all around the world. What could this be? My dear son, brothers and viewers of Muslim Channel, dihydrogen oxide is water. Yes, chemically, the chemical substance dihydrogen oxide, my dear son, brothers, is water. And yes, due to water, millions of people die, either due to having drowned in the oceans, in the rivers, my dear son, brothers and viewers, in the seas, or dying due to their not gaining means of fresh water. But around or evolving around water, whatever it may be, millions of people all around the world, my dear son, brothers and viewers, are dying due to water. But here we're speaking on more of a positive level, my dear son, brothers and viewers. Dihydrogen oxide, di refers to two. We have mono meaning one, we have di which gives the meaning of two. Why is it called dihydrogen oxide? The reason being because we've all heard of H2O, my dear son, brothers and viewers. H2 means there are two hydrogen atoms, and one O meaning there is one single oxygen atom. Now many people would be thinking, we have so much hydrogen, that yes, you know, throughout the air, hydrogen, the first chemical or the first substance, my dear brothers and viewers, of the periodic table, the lightest, that which equates to one, my dear brothers and viewers. We have so much of it. And undoubtedly we have so much oxygen. Why? Because every single second we are breathing, we are taking in oxygen. The trees are giving and producing oxygen, my dear brothers and viewers. So we create so many chemicals, you know, nearly anything we could create with the right amounts of energy in a laboratory. So why is it, my dear brothers and viewers, that we cannot create or produce or manufacture water? Stick with us, inshallah, and we shall find out.
We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Give thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
My dear fam, brothers and viewers of Muslim Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Speaking about water, one of the ni'am, one of the many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have continued our journey towards we already were in northern Pakistan, now we've moved even more towards the north, a place known as Gilgit, my dear brothers and viewers, more specifically Babu Sir, it is known as, my dear brothers and viewers. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we were speaking about water being a ni'mat, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how even although science itself has progressed so much over these hundreds of years, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, yet humans are not as yet able to replicate this one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, my dear brothers, humans are not able to manufacture water, as we did mention that yes, we do have all of the raw materials for it. We have water itself, my dear brothers and viewers. We have so much water. So much water, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel, yet we are not able to manufacture. What is the reason for this? And this is beautiful, my dear brothers and viewers.
Let me explain one thing more for the viewers, that these things show the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After all, whatever we have done, whatever progress in science we have made, but even then we are not able to replicate these things. And you know, we are at the height of maybe 7,000 to 8,000 feet.
I think it's a lot more than that.
More than that. Okay. So at this place, we can see all the journey. We saw many fountains coming out of the mountains. So this is a lake. But on the way, there were too many fountains. People are living
waterfalls.
There. Yes, waterfalls are there. So water is making its own way. And 9 months, it gets that much colder that it became like a glacier. I was telling that on the way, we showed many fountains, and all of them are for the human beings. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created these all things, these all ni'mah, and especially the water at this top as well. People are living there, many villagers are there, many field workers are there, and they are living here at this coldest, you can say, the place, one of the coldest place in the Pakistan. So, mashallah, it reminds us about the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and He is Razzaq, He is Ghaffar, He is Sattar, and He is Maliki Yawmiddin as well. So, we should remember His bounties and should make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As He said, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you will make shukr to the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will increase in the bounties, in the number, the amount of the bounties will be increased. So we should not waste water, especially while washing the clothes, washing the pots, dishes at home. It doesn't matter that how much water you got. It matters that how much you are going to waste. If you are wasting the water, then you will be answerable.
My dear brothers, firstly, mashallah, we do have our respected and honorable Asad Madini Sahib along with us, and I am keep looking towards the water. The reason for this is Asad Bhai has, mashallah, brilliantly and caringly reminded me, Allahu Akbar, it wasn't a reminder, he informed me that it's possible for there to be crocodiles here. So I am quite wary, my dear brothers, because I have 1 foot in the water, my dear brothers and viewers. We were speaking about water, about the chemical properties of water, my dear brothers and viewers, that, you know, is built up of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom. And my dear brothers and viewers, ever since science has progressed, yet we are not able to imitate, replicate, bring anything even close to water. What is the reason for this? It says that when water is made, that the hydrogen, the bonds between these specific atoms, my dear brothers and viewers, they must weaken, and simply binding of these 2 atoms will not suffice. They must collide. They must collide, and they must collide with a large amount of energy, my dear brothers and viewers. So much so that it said that this energy, this phenomenal amount of energy which is required, cannot even be found on the earth. Allahu Akbar. This is just something, my dear brothers and viewers, is which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, and it's something we can never replicate. My dear brothers, we cannot make water, we cannot produce water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the heavens and the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created water, one of the many blessings which we, due to the lack of energy, as ourselves possessing, as well as that being present within the earth itself, is not present. And it's beautiful, really it is. If you are to really think about this, my dear brothers and viewers, that within the solar system, we have 64 celestial bodies. 64 celestial bodies, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel. And from these 64 planets, moons, the sun, etc., only one celestial body, only the earth itself possesses water. Subhanallah. There's undoubtedly no water on the sun, none on the moon, none on the rest of the planets, or the moons for the rest of the planets, my dear brothers and viewers. Only on this one particular planet, only on earth do we find water. And then we find so much water. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel, what a brilliant sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence this is, truly. Because the earth is also placed in such a way where if it was to be placed, you know, kilometers closer to the sun, we would burn. There would be too much heat. If it would be too far, then everything would freeze, my dear brothers and viewers. Everything is perfect in its own way. And it said, subhanAllah, it said that not only has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us water, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so much water. Why? Because every living thing is dependent upon water. Many things are water themselves. For example, cucumber is 95% water. It said that jellyfish is approximately 95% water too. But it said, brothers, we have rivers, we have fountains, we have lakes, we have seas, we have oceans. Some people may think that we have so much water. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, we have enough. Alhamdulillah, we have enough. But I would like to give you a little idea of the water we require. It's something we take as, my dear sons and brothers, you know, we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it. And, you know, there's a verse of the Quran, and how many more of the favors of your Lord shall you continue to deny? Just in a cloud itself, subhanAllah, we see the beautiful clouds, my dear sons and brothers and viewers. It's mentioned that just within a cloud there are tens and thousands, and sometimes even millions, up to a million tons of water just in one cloud. Yet the cloud is flying, you could say, floating freely within the sky.
Even when you pass by the cloud, so you cannot feel the water in this much amount you are talking about when you are flying with the aeroplane. So you cannot see like that millions
because of the millions
of the water there. So this is the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It stays in the clouds as much as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to stay there. Otherwise, when he wants to give us rain, so the same amount of water comes down.
And this is beautiful. He mentioned the water coming down from the skies, Asad Bhai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the Holy Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لَكُمْ. And it's beautiful, لَكُمْ. This is a beauty.
For the human
Allahu
being.
Akbar. Yes. For the humans. But he said, brothers, هُوَ الَّذِي, that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, He sent down from the skies, He sent down, my dear sons and brothers, what did He send down? Ma'an. He sent down water. But who did He send water for? Ma'an lakum. He sent water for me and you. He sent water for all of us. Allahu Akbar. Imagine He was to leave the water suspended in the sky.
Yes, yes. There is another lesson for us you are talking about, Shahbaz bhai. These all bounties are for the human being. Water is for us. Mountains. Many things are there, clouds are there, forest, you can see the too many kinds of fruits, many things are there. All these things are for the human being, and what for human being is, that is to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is the thing what we are trying to explain. There are too many things, even the non-believers, they also make the researches, okay, they travel, they see these all things. Having seen these things, they don't believe in the one who has given these things. So as a Muslim, as a mu'min, we should appreciate and we should make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He has given these all things, these senses to us. And after all, the core thing, why these signs are in this world, as you mentioned earlier, that the water is available on this, only this globe, okay. So why these things are here? So we should make shukr, and as well as these things are the signs to have iman in the one and only creator, is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
And undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a reason.
Yes.
He says, minhu sharabun, that from it is water for you to drink.
Yes.
Listen, brothers, for us to, you see, Asad Bhai, we don't appreciate it, we take it, you know, a normal commodity. My dear brothers and viewers, but just drinking water each and every single day. Everybody requires water. You know, we say 8 glasses of water, although this is not scientifically proven whatsoever. But, my dear brothers, we all attempt to meet that requirement.
Yes, we try.
And this is given by scientists. My dear brothers, what about the requirement given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says drink water. You know, وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ. This helps us understand the blessings of water. How even from water begin plantation. You know, what is a desert? A desert is where there's no water. This is what a desert is, my dear seven brothers and viewers. If there was no water, it would all be desert. It would all be barren land. No, but مِنْهُ شَجَرٌ فِيهِ تُسِيمُونَ. And from this is also water for us to feed our cattle, for us to feed our animals, my dear seven brothers and viewers. And subhanAllah, it doesn't even finish there, my dear seven brothers and viewers. Also from this, my dear seven brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we also have fruit. You know, we have fruits from this, my dear seven brothers and viewers. We have palm trees, my dear seven brothers and viewers. With zaytun, we have olive trees, my dear seven brothers and viewers. And we also have wal a'nab, grapevines, my dear seven brothers and viewers of Madani channel. So it is from the water that we have trees. It is from the water that we gain all these fruits which you have. It is from the water that we are able, all the food we have, everything. Everything, my dear brothers and viewers, it all comes back to water. What a great blessing this is. And moreover, my dear brothers and viewers, this is a means of purification. You know, some people are thinking, oh, yeah, when we're dirty, we take a shower. Yes. That way, purification, yes. You know, whenever we're dirty, we need a shower. What do? We use water. But more than that, I'm referring to, my dear brothers and viewers, I'm referring to Islamic purification, meaning minor and major purification of oneself. When an individual is, for example, if he was to have a nocturnal emission and he was to be in a major impurity, my dear brothers and viewers, water would be the means of performing ghusl. You know, there are, the question is, you know, we've heard so much about water, my dear brothers and viewers, and we read so much about water in school. How many of us know how to perform ghusl with water? Without ghusl, my dear brothers, your wudu is not done. Your wudu, your ablution is not performed. Without wudu, my dear brothers, you cannot open up the Quran and touch the Quran. Without wudu, my dear brothers and viewers on the channel, you cannot pray your salah. Without ghusl, my dear brothers, you cannot pray your salah. You cannot even enter the masjid. So if an individual, he doesn't know how to perform his ghusl properly, then even if he was to perform his wudu, what good is that? Even if he was to pray his salah, what good is that? Even if he was to enter the masjid, what good is that? We go to the masjid to become spiritually purified. We go to the masjid to gain reward, in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and blessings to be descended upon us. But my dear seven brothers, if we were to go into the masjid without wudu, we read the Quran for reward. If we were to recite the Quran without ghusl, Allahu Akbar, even by heart you're not allowed to perform it without ghusl. Then my dear seven brothers, we would be sinning. We would enter the masjid without ghusl and intending reward, intending to be a better person, but then when we leave, Allahu Akbar, we shall leave a worse person than when we entered. My dear seven brothers, it is necessary upon us to learn the fundamentals of our religion, how to perform ghusl, how to perform wuzu. Alhamdulillah, we are speaking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's listen to a little more about water, but I am getting a little afraid, my dear seven brothers and viewers. You know, mashallah, Asad bhai mentioned crocodiles. I think we should move here. We spent a little too long here, Asad bhai.
Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
My dear seven brothers and viewers, alhamdulillah, here as well. Now that we've moved away from the water, I'm in a safer place. We shall continue, inshallah, listening about the benefits, the blessings of water, my dear brothers and viewers. As we were mentioning, to get a understanding of the importance of water,
and why we need so much water also. It has been stated that it takes 6,800 gallons. 6,800 gallons, my dear son, brothers and viewers on the channel, through which or by means of which a family's food for one day, a family of four, their one day's food is made by use of, my dear son, brothers, 6,800 gallons of water. Subhanallah. And now we think, wow, there's too much water. No. Alhamdulillah, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, each and every single thing is a true blessing. And my dear sisters and brothers, everything is in balance. Everything is in perfect balance, my dear sisters and brothers and viewers of my channel. And yes, sometimes it happens that lakes, rivers dry. In fact, there's a famous story during the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Hazrat Anas ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great commander, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, when he opened and went towards Misr, Egypt, is mentioned. Now, the biggest or the mightiest river, my dear brothers and viewers, is the River Nile. In the entire world, the River Nile, and then the Amazon River, etc., etc. But this same River Nile sometimes even dries. This itself, my dear brothers, is truly a sign that, you know, whatever as ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, that's what will happen. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not wish for, it can never happen. Yes, it said that during the time of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the people, they had this custom, my dear brothers and viewers, that on the 12th night, Allahu Akbar, they would, mazallah, take a young girl, you know, they approach the Anas ibn As and they said, look, it's the 12th night and we must act upon this. We must do this. He said, what is it you must do? They said that we must take a young girl from her father, from her parents. And this young girl, we will beautify her. We will give her beautiful clothes and jewelry. And then we'll sacrifice her for the river. We'll sacrifice her in the river, my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah Chan. Allahu Akbar, that they sacrifice a girl. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Hazrat Anas ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being a Muslim, Islam being a religion of peace, a religion of compassion, a religion of love, my dear brothers and viewers, a Muslim can never allow this. Hazrat Anas ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, no, this can never happen. We will not allow this. Islam has come to remove all the previous bad traditions, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel. And then what happened? The River Nile dried. Allahu Akbar. So many things subsist and rely on the River Nile. And it dried, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel. And then Hazrat Anas ibn As radiallahu anhu was waiting and waiting and waiting. He said there wasn't a lot, kathir wala qaleel, not even a small amount of water would come through and flow through the River Nile, my dear brothers and viewers. So then Hazrat Anas ibn As radiallahu anhu, now he's confused. Well, what is it we do? So he said that he sends a letter to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then after some time replies. And within his reply he says, oh Anas, what you did was brilliant. I have written a separate note. Go and throw this to the Nile. Go and give this to the River Nile. And it said that what was written on that piece of paper, my dear brothers, min abdillahi umara, amir al-mu'mineen, from the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Umar, who is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of all the believers, to who? Ila Nili Ahlil Misr, towards, and I'm sending this letter to, I'm writing this letter to whom? To the River Nile of the people of Egypt. Allahu Akbar. And then my dear brothers and viewers, what did he write? He says, Allahu Akbar. He says that, O River Nile, if you flowed before, when you flowed, if you flowed of your own cause, you know, of your own affair, then do not flow. Why? Because we do not need you. But if you flowed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one and the all-powerful, then he says, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who truly made you flow, then we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes you flow. My dear seven brothers and viewers, it is mentioned, no sooner did they drop that letter than the river Nile began to slowly, slowly increase and grow. The water, my dear seven brothers, increased so much so that it increased within that first day by over 16 arm lengths, my dear seven brothers and viewers, in that one day. Subhanallah. This is truly a blessing. You know, if that was not to happen, if the river or even Alhamdulillah, this is Islam a blessing here, isn't it? Islam being a blessing, saving these children, these little girls, saving their life, my dear son, brothers and viewers. Before we do finish, sadly again, as usual, time is coming to a close. Before we do finish, you know, some people may have a question that we have so many different types of water, but what's the best type of water? My dear son, brothers, it said that the ulama, they were thinking to themselves, what is the best type of water? We have general ma' al-sama, wa ma' al-bahr, wa ma' al-nahr. We have the water of the skies, the water of the rivers, the water of the oceans, the water of the wells, the water of the lakes. Which is the best type of water? We also have the water of Zamzam. The people said Zamzam is the best water. But then they said, no. The greatest water is that water which flowed through the fingertips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Yes, Zamzam water, there are many ahadith mentioned in regards to the greatness of Zamzam water, my dear brothers and viewers. But the water from the blessed fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these were from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, we are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Give thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as always, we must end everything. Everything does come to an end. Our life comes to an end, my dear Islam brothers. And similarly, now has come the end time for our program. Alhamdulillah, we have today seen waterfalls, rivers as we see now. We have seen much and listened and heard too much about water, my dear brothers and viewers. Water undoubtedly is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's said that we take it for granted. It's true, my dear brothers, we do. But remember one thing, never waste water. Yes, my dear brothers and viewers of my channel, water is of utmost importance. And what we must understand is that there are, even in this day and age, many people out there who do not have water. You know, right here, we see water in abundance. Some people may also see in abundance, but they may not be able to take it. It's in front of their faces. But due to the current, the strong current of the water, they're not able to go close to that water. There are other people who do not even get to see this water, my dear brothers and viewers. We should make the most of it. Alhamdulillah, it is amongst the greatest, undoubtedly, amongst the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in a way the essence of life, my dear seven brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. This is the essence of life. How? And as we've heard, you know, there were many blessings. We've heard that the human body itself is approximately 69.6 or 70% water, my dear brothers and viewers of my channel. Without water, we cannot last a few days without water. We cannot exist without water, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this blessing, this ni'mat, and so we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make today a lesson, my dear brothers and viewers. Let's make today a day for us to take the time out and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To thank Him that each and every single day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with water. That each and every single day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave us thirsty. My dear brothers and viewers of my channel, this is another program, alhamdulillah. Today we have been speaking about water. Remember, do not waste water. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the water you have. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa
sallam. Give thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Give thanks. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Give thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. Give thanks.